The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along. It's the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. It's Royal Ascot Week. Yes, it is finally upon us. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined on this edition of the podcast by Mick Norton to look ahead to all of Wednesday's racing from the Royal Meeting. How are you today, Mick?
Yes, good, thanks, Sam.
Good stuff, yeah. Unfortunately, we can't reflect on Tuesday's racing from Royal Ascot.
Pity we can't.
Yeah, it is. As this podcast recorded just before the racing goes off. But no doubt we'll have a really good day's racing on Tuesday. And of course, the subject of this podcast is Wednesday's racing. It's a good-looking card on Wednesday, isn't it, Mick?
Very competitive. Sam, we're going to have a look at four races, the Jersey Stakes, the Queen Mary, the feature race, the Prince of Wales, and of course the ultra-competitive Royal Hunt Cup.
Yeah, four good races there on the card for Mick. I think we'll dive straight in with these, actually. As you say, the first one we're going to come to, the Jersey Stakes, 2:30. Class 1, Group 3 contest, this 7 furlongs, 23 runners down to go to post, and Mawari leads the market at the time of recording. 5-1. Mustajib is 11-2. Giovanni Baldini 9-1 and 10-1. Bar those.
Yeah, he's going forward, isn't he, Mawari? And he's improved with each of his starts. He won his only start at 2, and actually posted his career best performance last time in defeat when finishing fourth to Cara Conti in the French Guineas at Longchamp last month. And this 7 furlongs trip should be okay for him because he does like to race keenly in his races, so they should go a good gallop for him. And yeah, I think he's worthy of his place towards the head of the market.
Yeah, as you say, he was fairly impressive when losing the French 1000 Guineas, coming fourth of four, but two wins out of two before that. Do you see him returning to winning ways for John Gosden, or are you looking elsewhere in the market
here? He's a player, but I'm going with another one of Hamdan Al-Maktoum's in this, and that's Mustajib, trained by Dermot Well, Pat Mullen taking the ride. Now, he won the Amethyst Stakes at Leopardstown on his seasonal reappearance, and that's a race that's throwing up winners, and he beat his elders in that as well, which for so early in the season was a fine effort. He then went on to finish a fine third behind Kingman in the Irish 2000 Guineas, which, as we well know, the 2000 Guineas form is the strongest three-year-old mile form on offer. I don't think the drop back to 7 is going to be a problem for him. He has got that £3 Group 3 penalty for the Amethyst win, but unlike most of the other penalised runners in the race, they're dragging their two-year-old penalties into their three-year-old season. He earned it as a three-year-old, beating his elders. They didn't. They won it at 2, and they've got to drag that penalty with them into their second season. So I'm going to give the vote to Mustajib. Others to consider in an open-ish race, Musical Comedy, to be a popular winner for Her Majesty the Queen. He's won 50% of his starts, making it 4 from 8 in a listed race at Newbury on his last time we saw him, 33 days ago. And he's a horse very much going forward, doesn't know how to run a bad race, this horse. On a hot hat-trick is Redbrook. Now, I always respect Alain de Royer de Pré's horses when they come over from France, and this Son of Raven's Pass is going forward at a rate of knots. He's still a little bit to find on the ratings. This is going to be his biggest test to date, but he has won both of his starts this year, including that listed race over this trip in Longchamp under Frankie last time, and I think there's plenty more to come from him. And I can't leave the race without mentioning That Is the Spirit. I've seen this horse win twice in the flesh in York this year. He went to Epsom the other day. Danny Tudup took it a little bit easy close home, but he could have won that a shade more comfortably if Danny had ridden him out to the line. He's well worth his place in the lineup, and he's not to be underestimated, That Is the Spirit. But I'm sticking with the proven Guinness form of Mustajib.
plenty to go out there in the first race that we're going to look at, the 2:30, the Jersey Stakes, but Mustajib is the pick for Mick in that one. We'll go to the 3:05 then, of course, the Queen Mary Stakes, Class 1, Grade 2, this one, 5 furlong. And it's fairly tight at the top of the market. Anthem Alexander and Spanish Pipe Dream share the lead at 7-2. Tiggy Wiggy, they're at 4-1. First time Anthem Alexander's raced outside Ireland, I believe.
Yes, she left her debut 4 miles behind when she was so impressive. I was working that day when she won that Tipperary maiden, and she won it by no less than an easing down 7 lengths, still clocked a time of 58.4 seconds. And what we said straight away, Queen Mary, next stop for her, and here she is. And I'm not going to desert her. I think she's got major claims. She was just travelling in those fractions on the bridle. That was some performance. She'll be very, very hard to beat. Plenty of sort of fillies still. We've yet to see the best of Blue Aegean. She improved from her debut to win at Nottingham 2 weeks ago, making all the running. Charlie Appleby's 2-year-olds are improving with racing. William Bewitt taking the ride. Richard Fye and Paul Hannigan team up with Cloud Rest, the daughter of Showcasing. She found a stable companion too good for her on debut at Nottingham, but then she's gone and won her next two, making all at Newbury in a good race that's often a good guide to this. She's got to be respected, as has Dangerous Moonlight, one of two runners with big chances from the Hannan team. More on this one, and won the same maiden that Rizina won on the way to winning this. The other Hannan runner is Tiggy Wiggy, who got back to winning ways last time. Only found Patience Alexander half a length too good for her at York. Otherwise, it's all wins for Tiggy Wiggy. Spanish Pipe Dream, you mentioned, has been towards the head of the market, whereas Blinkers for Wesley Ward, Victor Espinosa, the American jockey in the saddle, made a winning debut at Keeneland by four and a quarter lengths, and showed a clean pair of heels to her rivals that day. The Yard won this in 2009, and it'll be on the premises again. And another one we've got to mention is John Quinn's Harry's Dancer, daughter of Kodiak, who's having a really good time with his two-year-olds. The five-length runner-up when he won his first maiden by a wide margin last time had already finished second on debut, so the form looks solid. So that's not to be underestimated, but I couldn't help being so visually impressed with Anthem Alexander in Tipperary that I'm going to stay with it.
Anthem Alexander then for Mick in that one, who currently leads the market at 7-2 here with us at William Hill. Next race on the podcast that we're going to dissect is the 3:45, the Prince of Wales Stakes, 1 mile, 2 furlong. And a horse that's leading the market at the moment is Treve, who's 4-6 favourite. And this is a horse with a lot of ones by its name, isn't it? Can you oppose it here?
No. And they actually only lost her unbeaten record on a seasonal appearance behind Cirrus de Zegel. Cirrus de Zegel.
And we can forgive that, can't we?
Top class. Yeah. He's top class anyway. And he won his next two group ones just to frank the form, if it needed franking, which he didn't. But he did anyway. And no, this is a perfect opportunity for her to get back to winning ways. And it'll be great to see her over here, won't it? Likely dangers, two of her own sex. Dank, who's a twice grade one winner in the USA and a satisfactory reappearance in the Dubai Duty Free back in March, suggesting that she's still a player at this level. And the Fugue, who ran the same 81 days ago, finished third in this last year before going on and having a good autumn, winning the Yorkshire Oaks and the Irish Champion. And she also went on to run well in the Breeders' Cup Turf and the Hong Kong Vows later on. Coming to her time of year, the Fugue, I think Treve will be too hot for her today. Of the boys, Magician he was the Irish 2000 Guineas winner at 3, and he also won the Breeders' Cup Turf, beating the Fugue. And not a bad comeback in Dubai before he won a Group 3 in the Curragh. And he's perfectly capable of putting up a good show. And the other one is the admirable Mukadram, who was second in this last year, just got beaten in neck by Al-Kazim, and then went on to win his group race in New York in July, and then run up in the Dubai World Cup. So she's got some stiff opposition, but she's the real deal, and I'm not going to oppose her. It's rare.
Fair enough, I'd agree with you there. We'll move on then to the 5 o'clock, which is, of course, the Royal Hunt Cup from Ascot. Plenty of runners in this one. Absail leads the market at 5-1. Short Squeeze is second favourite, 12-1. Bit of money for that horse this morning. Clipped in from 14s, and it's 14s about Queensbury Rules and Sterling Ballard as well, 16s bar. How are you seeing this one going, Mick?
Yeah, Absail did me a good turn at Epsom. He showed that he was going to be a force in handicaps with that excellent run from a poor draw at Chester the time before. Made no mistake at Epsom earlier this month. And he's got that £5 penalty that has just made sure he got into the race okay. There was just maybe a slight doubt. He's only got in by two, actually. So he needed that penalty at Epsom, but he still looks a real player to me. I think he's probably a group horse in waiting, and he's going to be very hard to beat, and he gets the vote. It's disappointing that Farage is going to be a non-runner. I think he would have been a player. Don't rule out Trumpet Major. Pat Dobbs riding for Richard Hannon. He's won plenty of group races in his time and ran nicely behind Nice of You to Tell Me in a good handicap at the Guineas meeting, and that was over 9 furlongs. That's too far from him. He's back to his best trip here. He'll outrun his price, Trumpet Major. Belgian Bill won this race 12 months ago and at a big price, and then just got beaten in a Group 3 after that, and looked every bit as good as ever when he was third in last month's Victoria Cup over this track. So he might turn up in good form again. Brian Ellison's worked wonders with Pacific Heights since he got hold of him, and he's got a penalty for that win, which means another career best is required here, but he's still going forward, this horse, and Brian's horse is in good nick. And Her Majesty's Sea Shanty, another one who got the penalty to make sure that he got into this, turned out quickly, only 4 days since he won at Sandown on Saturday. Didn't have too hard a race, should be okay, and he makes the shortlist, but Absail for me.
Absail for Mick then, who's available at 5-1 at the time of recording, and a couple of 16-1 shots put up there as well for consideration. So if you could just remind us again, please, Mick, of your best bets on Wednesday's card for Ascot.
Yeah, really good competitive betting day. I'm sadly one or two of mine are a bit near the wrong end of the market for me, but there you are. Jersey Stakes 2:30. I've gone for Mustard Jeeb, who ran so well in the Irish Guineas. The 3:05, the Queen Mary Stakes. I couldn't help but be blown away by Anthem Alexander's performance in Tipperary. The way she won by 7 lengths and still hit a time of 58.4, suggesting there's plenty more left in the tank. It'll take a smart one to beat her. We can't look beyond Trave in the big one, the Prince of Wales, and it's great to see her over here, Frankie Dettori in the saddle, and be desperate to get her head in front after being the first jockey to get beaten on her. And in the Hunt Cup, very competitive renewal, but Absail looks like a group horse in a handicap to me.
Excellent. There we go. The selections from Mick Norton there for Wednesday's racing from Royal Ascot. Of course, you can listen to it all right here on William Hill's Racing Radio. Stuart Beasley, Chris Pimlott and Richie McGrath are in the studio for the meeting from Royal Ascot. They'll also have all the rest of the day's action from Hamilton and Uttoxeter, as well as the evening meetings from Ripon and Southall, and there's an Irish meeting from Wexford as well. In the meantime, my name is Sam Norris. Mick Norton joining me today on the podcast. This has been William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.